Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Once again, I am your host, Paul White. It is the 17th day of June, and it is Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, for at least the fourth day, maybe more. We have a little bit more work to do in this creative process. Let's not review. Yesterday, we worked on what we're going to jump into today, and most of you are following along fairly closely, and some are even, many, in fact, are even just letting it go day to day. You don't listen every single day. You listen week chunk at a time. So you're getting yesterday and then boom, you're getting today. So let's jump right in. That second lens of that second way of looking at Genesis 1:26, which is through the spiritual lens, that we're made in the likeness and image of God. But because there's a fall coming in the story where man falls, and what Paul would call, and we get that phrase fall in some ways from what Paul would talk about, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And we see man who is exposed to his own nakedness and he hides and all the stuff we'll get into when we reach that part of the story. We know that's coming. So from a spiritual standpoint, it's easy to look at the story and say, well, we were made in the likeness and the image of God, but due to the fall, we are no longer in the likeness and the image of God. But that is also not the end of the story. Because the biblical story and the recounting of creation does not end at the end of the Old Testament body of work. In fact, in my opinion, when John opens with, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God," John's trying to get his audience to think in terms of a new creative act, a reimagining, if you would, of the first chapter of Genesis. And in this version of the story, it is not simply God creating the heavens and the earth from some far-off distant place. It is God interjecting himself in the person of Jesus. This is the Word became flesh, so that we can see that when Christ comes out of the tomb, we are given a brand new version of the creation story. The creation account gets something new because of Jesus. If that be the case, and then we take the Apostle Paul and his theological understanding of what Christ was doing, then we could take stuff like Paul's first Adam, last Adam argument, his first Adam being the one who put us into sin, his last Adam argument being the one who gives us the possibility of life. This is Paul juxtaposing two Adams against one another. Adam, of course, being that first created man in the Old Testament. And we have some things to say about man and about Adam. We'll probably jump into that tomorrow. But Paul has posited Jesus as the last Adam, thus the newly created man on the earth. Now, that new man then becomes both the template for the Christian and the ultimate destination for the Christian, so that we see the new man in Christ and realize that that's the new man that we are aspiring to be and that we are living from. And the best place for my money for that is Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 17. "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart." Now, verse 18 tells me, I wrote this down a long time ago in the margin of my Bible. Our mission is to introduce people to the life of God, and I wrote down 4:18. Ephesians 4:18 tells us that the Gentiles are alienated from the life of God, which, as for my money, means the gospel is introducing people to the life of God. Now, Genesis 1 introduces God's life, introduces man's life as being made in the likeness and the image of God. So the created man of Genesis 1 is the very essence of the life of God on the earth. The subsequent story of the fall shows us that man falls short of that glory. And then the story of the Bible is to get man back to that. Now, we're not on our way to that through some eschatological vision in which someday we'll get to be back to that. No, because read on with the Apostle Paul. We're all alienated from the life of God. 19, past feeling. They give themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. Look at that. What you met in Christ does not look like that. Doesn't look like what? Doesn't look like someone who walks in the futility of their own mind, having their understanding darkened, alienated from the life of God, ignorant and blind in their heart and past feeling. That describes me without Christ and you without Christ and everyone without Christ. That's not us that know Christ. Here's what Paul says about us, 21. We're in Ephesians 4:21. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. This is the word, just as well translated attitude. Be renewed in the attitude of your mind, and that you put on the new man, watch this, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. So Paul joins the party. The John party, the party of, I want to tell you about a new creation. And Paul tells us that in Christ, God created a new man. Now, if the Genesis 1:26 account is viewed through a spiritual lens, then man is originally created in the likeness and image of God. The fall takes him out of that likeness and that image. And then the rest of the Bible is a journey to get there. Then, according to Paul, the last Adam shows up on the scene, Christ. And that Christ is the express image of God. In fact, the book of Hebrews tells us that he is the express image of God. He is exactly what God looks like. And then Paul says, you have his life in you. That life was created by God in true righteousness and holiness. Now, your job, having met Christ, is to put off your identity with fallen Adam and put on the newly created Christ Jesus. And you do this by a constant renewal of your mind towards who you are and what you are. So it is spiritually accurate, I think, to say that Genesis 1:26 describes man prior to the fall. It is spiritually inaccurate to say, and I've had this argument made against me. This is the reason I know this is an argument some have made. It is inaccurate to say that man is not in the likeness and the image of God now. How? Because Paul said, we're not all those Gentiles walking in the futility of our mind. Look at any man at random, you may not be seeing man in the likeness and the image of God. But look at someone who is experiencing the life of God in Christ, and you are seeing the likeness and the image of God. They may need to put off some of the old man, but the new man has been created in righteousness and holiness. Been created, done deal, new creation. All right, a little bit of work from the Hebrew tomorrow from Genesis 1. See you then. God bless.